Good morning. When was the last time you went to a doctor? Yesterday? Wait a minute. Who says yesterday? It's Saturday. Oh. Yeah? Wow. You like going to see a doctor? Anyways, my son John, he's in college, right? He came home this Wednesday. Tuesday night, Wednesday. He told me about 10 days ago he was coming home. He was only going to pick up his hockey stuff because he planned to play intramural. So I said, fine, I'll be happy to see you. Then something happened, and he says, well, I need to see a doctor. Not the traditional doctor, but how many of you know Uncle Joe? Joe Wong? Just a few. Okay. Next door to him, there's an acupressurist that he works wonder with, you know, the muscles. He said, John told me, he says, Dad, he says, you know, actually, he called me that Saturday. He said, I am with a bunch of freshmen. We are whitewater rafting. I said, fine. I said, that's, you know, that's something interesting. That's good. He joined a frat. So to me, it's good and it's bad. It's bad because it's a frat. It's good because he's kind of quiet and, like, he's a little bit square. So, you know, he didn't have a good social life. Okay, he's not a geek, you know, he's a jock, okay? But he just, you know, he's not comfortable, you know, making new friends. So he's, you know, he doesn't have too many friends. So to me, that's socially, it's good. So here it is, he's driving, he's taking a bunch of freshmen to whitewater rafting. I said, good, be careful. That night he called me, said, Dad, he says, you know, I want to be truthful to you. He says, I hurt myself. I said, white water rafting? No, no, he says, you know, it's a tradition for this frat that they jump off a bridge. The pencil jump, okay? That is, you just, you know, just go straight down. He said, well, I said, I kind of like did the wrong thing and I landed on my tailbone. He said, this was Saturday night. I said, okay, I said, well, go to the student center and try to see the doctor. He says, no, he said, they're closed. So I said, okay, go tomorrow morning, Sunday. He says, are they open? Well, you know, I'm sorry, kids, all right, you guys don't try. Go to the website, log on, and click student health center, right? And it tells you the hours. And while I was talking to him, I got onto the website. I said, hey, John, they open from 10 to 2. So he called me around 10:30. He said, I was going. He said, it's very uncomfortable. So he went to see the doctor, and the doctor looked at him and said, they couldn't see anything because, you know, he landed on his tailbone. They sent him over to take x-rays. There's a community hospital, take x-rays. He waited for like 2.5 hours for an x-ray. I called him like 2-3 times. He said, oh, I'm dead, I'm still waiting. X-ray came out negative. Okay, so they just prescribed some painkiller for him. But by the time he came home Wednesday, the internal bleeding, you know, it was all bruised, black and blue, right at the tailbone and on his, like, thigh, on his thigh. I said, John, I said, you know, how high did you jump from? How high is this bridge? I said, like, 30 feet? To me, 30 feet is a lot, right? That's jumping from a fourth floor, right? He says, no. 50 feet? He said, I did something stupid. You know, people were egging us on. Jump, jump, jump. And some guy was going to shoot a video. So he said, I just did it. Promise me you won't tell Auntie Lucy. 90 feet. He came down from 90 feet. He said, some physics major figure out. I got to check with Professor Luke. Professor Roy said the physics major is wrong. He said that by the time you land at the water, you're at 55 miles an hour. I told him, you're lucky. God protected you. If you landed the wrong way and you hit your back or your neck, mom and dad will have to be with you in the hospital room for the rest of your life. That next morning, you know, when he came home and then the Wednesday morning he went to see the acupressurist, he's more like a family friend now. He said, John, you're very lucky. He says, you know, you could have broken your spine or whatever. Don't do anything stupid. You hear? hear me? Young people, don't do anything stupid, because then you really see a doctor, and you know, a lot of times the doctors can't help you. A doctor can't help you. Now, when we need a doctor, what do? Your parents will call. Who's a good doctor? Call your friends. Call other doctors to refer. Who is a good doctor? We want one who is young. They got to be young, because when they're old, they're not too well coordinated. You got to be young, got to be well experienced, has done a lot of cases in such cases, and practicing in a hospital with the most advanced equipment. That's the type of doctor we want. But even then, sometimes, you know, doctors, they can't really help you. You know, simple matter, you get a cold, your mom takes you to the hospital, take you to the doctor. The doctor looked at you, okay, it's a common cold, go home, have some chicken soup, take some Tylenol, sleep a little bit, you'll be fine in a few days. And your reaction, what's the point? Why do I bother coming to see the doctor? And that's why my daughter Stephanie always said when she was younger in high school, she says, pointless, going to see a doctor. Sometimes you break a bone, you go to see an orthopedic doctor. Doctor says, well, nothing I can do. You'll heal by itself. But regardless, we want to find the best doctor we can have. And here, in this story, some man came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into a house to lay him before Jesus. Some men carry this paralytic to come see Jesus, because to the paralytic, he has heard, word has gotten around, that this person, this man, this Jesus, he had healed Simon's mother's fever. He had healed all the sick that people brought in front of him. He has driven out evil spirit. He had healed lepers. To this paralytic, Jesus, this man, this person, was his perfect doctor. Actually, in Matthew 4, it says, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread, and they brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, suffering from severe pain, demon-possessed, having seizures, paralyzed, and Jesus healed them. This person, Jesus, healed them all. So word has gotten out that to this paralytic, his only hope to walk again, to walk on earth again, was to go see this man, Jesus. So they came. Now, it's not as easy as we were going to see a doctor these days, right? We pick up the phone, we make an appointment, and sometimes it takes a long time for an appointment. But anyways, to go see a doctor is one redeeming value. Because the day you go to see the doctor, well, except for Saturday, the day you go to see a doctor, you don't have to go to school. And that's a good thing. I don't get no response from everybody. I guess they like to go to school. All right? But when you go see a doctor, you know, it's easy. Your parents drive you there, and you see the doctor. But with this man, okay, with this man, the story says, when there were men carrying him on a mat. When they could not find a way to get into the house to see Jesus, because of all the crowd, they went up on the roof. They went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. I don't think it quite works today, okay? But in those days, they had to carry him. They went there and it was crowded. It was too many people. They couldn't get in. So they said, okay, we'll go through the roof. That's a lot of trouble, right? When Jesus was in the house with all these people, and here it is, there's people trying to break through on the roof. I wonder what kind of response the people have. Did people start yelling? What was the homeowner's response? You're destroying my home, my house. don't know. They managed. They broke through the roof and they let the person down. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of trouble. Unless the paralytic was so determined that he had to walk again, and that he was for sure, he was sure that Jesus was this perfect doctor for him, they wouldn't go through this. And now, it's not just like having healed, right? After this all done, I think they had to put the roof back together. It's double the work. And they probably got yelled at by people. But they still did it. The Bible didn't tell us who these people were. Men. I venture to guess, right? It's got to be good friends, or it's got to be relatives, family members. I wouldn't think that he hired them, because if we hired them and they went there, so much work, they just left them there and left him lying there. I think that it could be good friends and family members. I hate to say this, good friends are very hard to have these days. You all have friends, but how many friends can you count on? Good times, there are a lot of good friends, people having fun. But when you're alone, when you have certain pain, when you're certain sadness, you have good friends to help you? Or are you left to deal with this alone, all by yourself? But this paralytic, he had these people who were with him, who carried him, and they went. They went to see Jesus. And the second point was, he had the faith that it's going to work, that Jesus was going to be able to help heal him, and he was able to walk again. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone through all this trouble. If he didn't have this faith, right, he wouldn't have gone through this trouble, and he would not be walking. So faith brings forth action, and together the action is determination. A lot of times, we use God as a clutch. Oh, I pray God will help me. He would take care of this for me. But no, where's your faith? Where's your action? You have to show your own determination. A lot of times, as I said, young people give up too easily. So many times I've said before, you have a problem, you don't get it. Well, read the question again. Read it 3 times. Read it 4 times. The more times you read a homework problem, you would have a better understanding. You know, try to solve it yourself, because unless you ask God for wisdom and solve it yourself, if the teacher shows you, you may understand how it should be done, but by the time you have a new problem, you will know how to do it. Have the faith. Faith brings forth action and determination. And that's what this man had, this paralytic. He had the faith that Jesus was the perfect doctor for him. Last time you went to the doctor, why? Maybe you haven't gone to the doctor for a long time. Does that mean that you're well? That you're perfect? There's nothing wrong with you? Sometimes, even if we know there's something wrong with us, we hesitate to go to the doctor. Maybe the pain will go away. I'll be okay in a few days. Some of us who are older would know this colonoscopy. I have heard a number of adults, they wouldn't go to do this. They wouldn't go to have this colonoscopy done because it's unpleasant or distasteful. But it's got to be done because that's for your protection. That's health. But the tendency is, well, I'll be fine. So even though that you need to see a doctor, you don't go to see a doctor. Then another problem. You go see a doctor, because you're hurting. I have headache. I have a persistent headache. So the doctor said, oh, wow, okay. I'll send you to get an MRI done on your head. This, the old ladies, they tell me. I go every Tuesday, I go to the fellowship, the older ladies, they're 80s, 90-year-old. They said, I had this pain in my arm, you know. The doctor wants to take an MRI or X-ray. And their reaction was, their reaction is, don't bother with the X-ray, don't bother with the MRI, just give me some painkillers. Patients, okay, we care about feeling better. We don't care about why we don't feel well. Whereas the doctor is trained to deal with the source, the root of why you're hurting somewhere or you don't feel well. So the problem is we are not looking for the right reason to go see a doctor. That we just want to get rid of some symptom. But there may be something inherently wrong inside you. We look at our life, we look at ourselves in the mirror. We look inside of us. The hymns we sing, the sins inside of us. If we don't deal with it, then it will stay there. And you need to go to the perfect doctor to deal with your sins. And a lot of time also we're blind to our situation. You know, sometimes we're stressed out. Homework, housework, job, whatever. And we're very short with your friends, with parents, with your spouse. We don't know it. After a while, some people remind you, hey, you know, you're really short-tempered these days. No, I wasn't. I'm fine. The person is too sensitive. Someone's, your friend said, hey, you shouldn't say that to her or to him. No, he's just too sensitive. That's his fault. Not my problem. I didn't do anything wrong. Look inside ourselves. Look inside ourselves first and see what we need to deal with. And if there's something there, we need to go find a doctor, right? And we want the best doctor. And this person, this paralytic, decided Jesus was the perfect doctor for him. And he wanted to go. He wanted to take action and go see Jesus. And he went through a lot of trouble with that. He went to see Jesus thinking that he would walk again. Luke said, when Jesus saw them, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Three things. Jesus saw their faith. How did Jesus see their faith? Jesus saw their faith. Would people around you see your faith in Christ through your actions? Jesus saw the way that they had came a long way. They went up to the roof. They removed the tiles. They let them down just to be in front of him. They didn't go home. They didn't just go home and say, oh, there are too many people. Maybe we'll come again. No, this was the chance. This was the time they want to see Jesus. So Jesus saw their faith. Just like us, we were end of August, before school started, we decided to take some of the new immigrants, there are about eight of the students, to go have a little cruise, like a Circle Line around Manhattan, a twilight cruise. And it was pouring rain that day, up till like 6-7 o'clock. It was a twilight, so we started out at 7. So we took the subway from Chinatown to Macy's. And when we got out of the subway, it was pouring, okay? 34th Street was jammed, it was non-moving. So we stood at the bus stop waiting for the bus to take us to the west side, to the piers. And there was this old lady was waiting there, and the bus was coming, and we were talking, and then we said, you can be the first one on the bus. So she got on the bus, and we got on the bus, and all of a sudden she starts saying, she says, I know you guys. I said, you know us? I didn't know you. Oh yeah, my daughter goes to the temple, the Buddhist temple, next door to your church. I've seen you guys come in and out of the church. I was thankful that we were well behaved. Okay? We were well behaved. Your faith leads to your daily life, the actions. Jesus saw their faith through their action. And other people are going to see your faith in Christ through your actions. At home, your parents are going to see it, your brother and your sister is going to see it. At school, your friends are going to see it. On a weekend, on parties, people are going to see it. If you truly, truly believe in Christ and accepted Him as your Savior, then, like the book of James, right? Faith and deeds goes hand in hand. They go hand in hand. And we always need to be on the alert that we have good behavior. And this afternoon, after I leave here, I got to go to basketball practice, and I'm going to have to handle a situation. Because I've seen a couple of the basketball team members using bad words on Facebook. That's not good. That will have to be dealt with. Jesus saw their faith, and He said, friend, friend, who is Jesus to you? Your Savior. But a lot of times, you know, that's very abstract. We believe in Him, He's God, but you know, He's our friend. He called the paralytic friend. How precious is that? That we have a friend in Jesus, that He is going to consider us. A friend is when we're in need, that He is there to help us. When we're by ourselves, we're in pain, we're in sorrow, we're in sad, that Christ is going to be with us. And can you imagine this man, Jesus calling him friend, a voice full of mercy, compassion, and love. Don't think abstract as to who Jesus is to us. He himself said that He's a friend to us. And so Jesus is our friend, a very dear friend who loves us and who would be with us all the time. Friend, your sins are forgiven. Now wait a minute, this is a major letdown. The paralytic went there because he wanted Jesus to heal him physically. He wanted to walk again. So what's the big deal about your sins are forgiven? He's still laying there on the mat. It's a major letdown. If I were the paralytic at the time, is that what I came here for? Words, your sins are forgiven. You know, just like for me, about 8 years ago, I was having I suffered. Because I had food allergies, I couldn't eat anything. I lived on fish and vegetables for over a year. No rice, no bread, no anything, right? No chicken, no pork, no steak. Just fish and Chinese vegetables for a whole year. I was suffering. I lost 25 to 30 pounds. So I was under the care of this doctor who I thought was a good doctor. So he has always complained about me, that I'm slightly overweight, my cholesterol was borderline high, my sugar was borderline high, everything was borderline. So he wasn't happy with me. Until I went to see him this one time, I lost 30 pounds because I wasn't eating, I was starving. He says, Felix, he says, you're doing great. He said, your blood is perfect. Everything is in range. Now, that was the first time in my life that my blood was perfect. But yet, I was feeling miserable. You know, I was praying that the Lord takes me home. That type of uncomfortable. I can't eat anything. It won't digest. It was for 2 years I was having that problem. And that's why I closed the company. And here it is, this doctor, which I thought was a very good doctor, he was totally not understanding my situation. He was telling me I was doing great. I think that the paralytic would have the same feeling. My sins are forgiven, so what? I want to walk. But Jesus said that because Jesus wanted the Pharisees, and because the Bible here, the story goes, the Pharisees and the teacher of the law, they had come from every village of Galilee, from Judea and Jerusalem, they were sitting there. Let me repeat. Jesus was teaching. The Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, they were sitting there watching. It's just like a young law graduate trying to make a presentation, and here is Supreme Court Justice. How many are there? 7 or 9?
9?
All 9 justices in the black robe were sitting there. And here is this young law graduate trying to make a speech. They're all watching, they're all looking. All the judges, all the prosecutors, they're watching. Jesus had to tell them, because they all believe that sins is cause for all sickness. All sicknesses were due to sin. So Jesus had to tell them that the Son of Man, the Son of God, He has the authority to forgive. He has the authority over sin. So that's why Jesus said, He saw their faith. Friend, your sins are forgiven. Was Jesus the perfect doctor for this paralytic? There he was, laying there. This Jesus who had healed all the sick, driven out evil spirit, demon-possessed, those who had suffered from seizure, pain, lepers, all kinds of sickness. The paralytic was laying there. Was Jesus the perfect doctor for him? What is there anything wrong within us? Do we look inside ourselves? Do we come to a decision that we have to take action to go see this perfect doctor and to have our sins cleansed and be forgiven? Because if we have faith in Him, right? If we truly have faith in Him, then our faith will spur us onto action. Our faith is a living faith that would propel us to go see and seek out our perfect doctor. Because to the paralytic, Jesus said, I'll tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up in front of everybody and walked again. And if we consult our perfect doctor, this Jesus, our God and our friend, He is our perfect doctor too. He would heal us of all our sins, and He will comfort us in our sorrows. He will protect us from evil, and He will give us good things and relieve us of pain and suffering. And it is important that we have a perfect doctor that we can go to.